Pollsters measure macro big picture phenomena in politics, but as Anna Sale just showed us, it's the collective making up of individual minds that adds to each candidate's sandpile of voters in each of the swing states around the U.S. What if we had a window on all the kitchen tables where people are talking politics as they think about their own bills to pay, lawns to mow, or whatever else is on the table? Well, Lynchburg, Virginia, home of the evangelical movement in a swing state that is very divided. In our second look with Eyes on the Ground, what are they saying down in Lynchburg? And how is it different from the traditional Southern conservatives outside of Richmond, say, or the minority voters concentrated in Virginia's urban areas? What about the wealthy liberals and non-traditional conservatives in the D.C. suburbs, which are quite prosperous? The more rural Virginians in the west of the state and the military families in Norfolk and Newport News, right by the water. Well, to make Virginia vote for a candidate, Romney or Obama, everything has to work just right in all of these various communities. Let's spend a moment around the kitchen table, you might say, with voter Cheryl Harris from Lynchburg, Virginia. Cheryl, first of all, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Now, you're from Lynchburg. Are people in your area absolutely straight ahead for Mitt Romney, or is it getting mixed up a little bit? Are the rules not working out the way the Republicans traditionally see what happens in your community?
I believe it's getting more mixed up. The issues, I think, are more important this time around. And I can only say that I am more impressed with Obama's viewpoints than I am with Romney's.
And what are the weaknesses of Mitt Romney? And if you'd like, you can talk about his current difficulties dealing with this a huge story taking place in the Middle East.
Well, what bothers me is that his first statement concerning what's going on right now in the Mideast was that we should just jump into it, okay? Whereas Obama feels like, let's get all the facts first before we start to jump.
Now, is that the kind of thing that makes traditional conservatives in your community also a little worried about Mitt Romney, whatever they might think about Barack Obama?
I would think so, because like Obama said, you don't want somebody that's going to shoot first and ask questions later. You want somebody that's going to check into all the aspects of the problem before you make a decision. And I think that Romney is a little bit more hot-headed than Obama. I think Obama is a little bit safer.
Now, what has surprised you about the conversations you've had down there in Lynchburg, in that you suspect there is a lukewarm, a sense of hesitation about Mitt Romney, even among conservatives?
Yes, because he is a Mormon.
Really?
And that goes against a lot of the Baptist and a lot of other religions. That makes them uncomfortable.
Does Mitt Romney's wealth concern you?
Yes, very much so. I think it concerns all of us that are lower and middle class. I don't see how somebody that's worth $250 million could possibly relate to someone who makes less than $30,000 a year. He doesn't know our situations. He doesn't know how we live from paycheck to paycheck. And I just don't see that he would have any comprehension of what is needed and what is wanted in our class.
You know, Barack Obama makes a lot more than $30,000 a year, too.
Yes, he does. But he is not worth $250 million, and he did not rise through the corporate ladder the way Romney has.
It sounds like we can't necessarily predict how things are going to turn out in your state.
No, you cannot, because I think we're really divided half and half right now. I really do. I don't think that either candidate is in the lead right now, and it is a toss-up here.
Cheryl Harris, voter from Lynchburg, Virginia, where the conventional wisdom about who votes for whom and why in that state may be turned on its head. Cheryl, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Joining us now is Margot Roosevelt, a reporter for Reuters, who alerted us to Cheryl Harris in Lynchburg, Virginia, and has spoken with many more people down there. Margot, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And does Mitt Romney have a Bible Belt problem based on your reporting?
Lynchburg is an interesting community because it's ground zero for evangelicals in Virginia and in the South in general. It has a huge megachurch, Thomas Road Baptist Church, where the Jerry Falwell started the majority, the moral majority back in the 70s. And it has a big evangelical university, the biggest in the world. So you'd expect that this area would go heavily Republican, and it probably will go Republican, but according to our poll, not as enthusiastically as Mitt Romney needs.
How likely is that to have an impact on the overall state voting? And give us a sense of Republicans down there who seem to be less than enthusiastic about Mitt Romney.
Well, what's interesting is that we found in our poll, Reuters has been polling all year long in all these states. We found in our poll that 38% of white, median, and low-income voters in the Bible Belt say that they would be less likely to vote for a candidate who's very wealthy. Now, that's a big percentage, and if Romney's going to win, he needs 60% of the white vote because Obama's going to get 80% of the minority vote.
Well, let's do a little more of the math here then. I suspect that evangelicals will also be calculating their vote based on their approach to issues like gay marriage, et cetera. The question of whether, and this was alluded to in the conversation a moment ago, the fact that Mitt Romney is a Mormon. Does that affect, have an impact on their hesitance to vote for someone who's as rich as Mitt Romney?
The gay marriage thing has definitely hurt Obama in the Bible Belt and among evangelicals. And when Romney came to speak at Liberty University in Lynchburg in May, his biggest applause line was when he said marriage is between a man and a woman. Nonetheless, many evangelicals have a long history of seeing Mormonism as a cult. In fact, many evangelicals that I spoke to seem to think that Mormonism is still a polygamous religion. They've watched these programs, Sister Wives and Big Love, and they aren't aware that the Mormon Church renounced polygamy more than 100 years ago.
Fascinating. Margot Roosevelt is a reporter with Reuters. She interviewed Cheryl Harris and other voters down in the Bible Belt of Lynchburg, Virginia, for Reuters. And she is a part of our taking a look at unconventional wisdom in state races around the United States. And Margot, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage of The Takeaway is supported in part by W.K. Kellogg Foundation, WKKF.org, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.